Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. A little Texas blues bringing this back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Vicki Oliver. Vicki's a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. But that's not all. She's written a number of other books, Tough Interview Questions and Bad Bosses and Crazy Coworkers and Other Office Idiots. Five or six books?
It's five. I've written five.
So congratulations.
But tomorrow's another day.
Exactly. Congratulations on that. And VickiOliver.com is her website. Vicki, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about how to become, if you're not already a people person, how to become more of a people person so that your employees will be more engaged, so your customers will want to come back. So let's talk. We've been talking about a few tips that you have to help people to accomplish that, and let's talk about one more.
Okay, I think the main thing is try to listen more and talk less.
Well, that's good advice for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, even if you're in a bad mood, you can listen, and you can hear what your employees and your customers are talking about. And to do that, it just really helps to sort of ask a couple of questions and just listen to the answers. Don't feel like you have to entertain people or necessarily give them your business philosophy all the time. Just listen to them.
But it's so hard. Oh, Vicki, it's so much fun doing that.
It's fun.
It's so much fun telling them my philosophy.
The thing is, it's
such a genius philosophy. Everybody should know what I think, Vicki.
Good. Good, good. But the thing is, they're going to like you more.
Oh, there's that thing.
If you ask them what they think, what is their business philosophy?
People
love to talk about themselves. Dale Carnegie always said this. People love to talk about themselves. Therefore, turn that around and listen to them about themselves.
Right. Yeah, you learn that if you're a successful salesperson. You sure learn that. Vicki, one thing, as you're talking about listening more and talking less, if you're a small business owner, what this amounts to is where an employee comes into your office and has something they want to talk about, either about the business or about themselves. Well, if you're having one of those tough times, like I mentioned earlier in the previous segment, which is almost all the time for most small business owners, you may most of us say, yeah, we got an open door. Yeah, come on in. It's okay. Sit down. Tell me what's going on.
Right.
But if you're not really able to listen, you're wasting both of your time.
Right.
And so I'm going to recommend people tell the other person, look, I'm actually in the middle of something right now, and I'd like, can you come back in an hour? Can we do this? Whatever. So, because I want to be able to be in the moment with you when you tell me what you have to say. What do you think about that? Not putting people off, but if you just, sometimes when the bank's calling and saying, you need more money in your bank, in your account, it's hard to listen.
I agree. I also think it might be hard to listen to the criticism about somebody else that you've hired.
If somebody comes in and they're complaining
about their boss, their direct supervisor, I think that could be very hard if you really believe in that person yourself.
It's really hard. It's like when one parent complains to you about the other parent, right?
Right.
You don't like it when your mom tells you something bad about your dad or whatever. It's the same.
I mean, a child says something about their older sister.
Exactly.
That type of thing. It could be. I think that's a great idea. You're making an appointment with that person. And you're telling that person, then you will be open to listening.
I'll really be able to listen to you then. This is experience, Vicki. I mean, I've had these times when I didn't want to turn them away, but I had been around the block long enough to know that I wasn't going to be in the moment with them. I wasn't going to be able to give them the time that they wanted, the attention they wanted.
Right. Right. And, you know, sometimes just listening to the person's gripe is enough. I mean, just because somebody is complaining about somebody else in the company doesn't right. necessarily mean that you have to act on
That's
that.
That's what my wife says all the time.
Yeah. You could just listen and say, okay, thank you for sharing that. That's really good to know.
And I have to say this, Vicki, and I think it's, I, my audience knows I'm not, you know, I'm not being sexist here. Guys really do want a solution. They really want something. But ladies, sometimes they just want you to listen to them.
Right.
Am I right?
I think it's a fair comment.
I'm not minimizing the ladies that they would have something they want solved too, but I'm just saying there is that, isn't there? There is that factor, isn't there?
Right. But even just saying, I hear you, that's interesting knowledge to have, mm-hmm. doesn't mean you have to do anything about it.
Right. Yeah, see, if you listen to a guy and you don't do anything, he won't give you credit for that.
Right.
He wants you to make do something.
Right.
Okay, I got a half a minute. In circumspection, how do we do that?
I think if you get terrible feedback from somebody, right? Somebody's giving you negative feedback. Our tendency is to sort of shut it out. It's the other side of this. It's like,
it hurts.
That can't be true. That just can't be true.
Stinks.
Who said that, you know? But actually, it's better to get the feedback often when you're receiving it verbally than at some more formal time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Vicki, good job today. Give us the website again, please.
VickiOliver.com.
Will you come back again soon?
I would love to.
Always a pleasure. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.